Good afternoon, beloved ones. Welcome to the Holistic Mystery Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior. And I'm here on planet Earth right now for one purpose, and that is to start a spiritual revolution. That's right. I'm broadcasting live today from beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. We had a little overcast, but now it's nice and sunny, and the weather's great. We were getting a little bit of rain from California, but absolutely, it's absolutely gorgeous and beautiful out there now. So I'm just grateful that to be here with you this day. As always, I believe in calling the higher power so that I can be used as a vessel to allow spirit to flow through me in order for me to be able to bring you what you need and what I need to give to you. So the best way for me to do that is to always open with a prayer. So I think that's great, and I'm glad to see people getting online, and that's wonderful. So let's open up with a prayer so we can get this wonderful show started today. Beloved, mighty I Am Presence, I give praise and I give thanks for this day that you have allowed us to come together again on this Sunday evening. I know that it's only through your divine love and through your divine wisdom and knowledge that I'm able to move forward and to do what is necessary to do. So I say thank you, God. I am so grateful in order to be able to bring you this information today. I'm so full of grace today to know that you are here, that you're here to assist us and to be able to help us to be able to do what we need to do in order to bring forth these shows. And I know that it's through your divine will that it's happening. And I only allow myself to get out the way and to be used as a vessel in order to be able to bring these messages and these words to you. I am a strong believer in Jesus Christ, and I also believe, as he believed, it is God who do the work. So I do not want to allow my ego to get in the way at all. I just totally want to be a vessel for God to utilize me and to be able to do this, because I do this not for any other reason other than to help motivate and to lift to a higher state. So God, I'm just thanking you and asking you to give me the strength today and to give me the proper wording to put in my mouth in order to be of assistance to someone, to help someone to be able to move forward and help someone to be able to have a better day and a better life by what I may say that may be inspiring to them. So I thank you for allowing my beautiful audience to be here today and all the special people that always get online every week. I'm so grateful and so thankful for all of you. And I thank God for allowing you to be there too. So I call in the Cosmic Christ today, and I call in Saint Germain, and I call in Lord Michael, and I call in all the higher archangels, the ones who are dealing in the live stream that we are participating in, that come and help on the earthly plane. I call upon all the individual angels. I call upon the ancestors who have gone on that are still helping from the other side. I call them in so they can be of assistance to us, so we can get in the word that we need to have done and to be able to have this part of this particular show today, because we are being bombarded with negativity. So we say thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to come and bring some positive light to the planet. Let us be light shows, because we know that the light of God never, never fails. And we say thank you, God, for allowing that light to come through. So in the name of the mighty I Am Present, I say, and so it is, and so it is. Well, thank you again, beloved ones, for the opportunity. I give God the credit for the opportunity to maybe share with you again and see that you have been able to make it in another week and that you made it through the week. And I'm most grateful for all my old listeners, but I see that there are lots of new listeners as well. And I welcome you aboard and want to be able to really just give praise and thanks that you are here. You know, so thank you. You know, I like I said, I am a true believer of the Cosmic Christ. And so when he said, the God in me do the work, I believe it. And I have tried very diligently to get myself out of the way completely and connect with my God self and allow that God energy to flow in me and through me so I can be able to bring forth to you the work that is necessary to be brought forth. So again, I said, thank you. So, hey, beloved one, how many of you heard the show last week? Let me see a show of hands out there. Okay. All righty then. So some of you didn't make it last week, but you should have because it was one special show. Okay. It was absolutely informative and different and very deep and information that I'm sure some of you may not have heard before. But you know what? The beautiful thing about it is that these shows are all archived, and you can go on. If you missed the show today, or even if you missed this show today, or you at some part of the week, you can go back and re-listen to the show and just be able to tune in to what's going on. So I just want to thank you for being able to do that. So if you missed last week's show, I want you to make it a priority today, or priority at some point this week, to go back and tune into that show because it was quite informative and quite interesting, okay? So in case you're not aware, the name of the show was Will the Real Jesus Please Stand Up? And if you truly believe in Jesus Christ, then you want to hear the truth about Joseph ben Joseph, okay? Joshua ben Joseph, Joshua ben Joseph, who is Jesus' real name, okay? That's who he was. And so I want to thank you for that, and I want you to make sure that you tune in so you can be able to do that. And if you are really a follower of Jesus, then you should want to get that information from the most reliable source that you can. And in the research that I've done, I did it through his blood grandmother, okay? His grandmother was the one who actually was there to do his delivery. And help him to come into this dimension of life. And she was the one there who trained him to do a lot of the things he did. She trained him to be able to do his first resurrection process. And so I say thank you, Grandma Anna. But now she is known as Saint Anna. And so she was very significant. So go back, take your time, go back to the show and listen. So if any of you are on the line, may not be aware of how to actually get online. But I don't know if you can actually do it on your telephones. But, you know, if not, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Holistic Ministry. And that's holistic with an H, okay? So make sure you do that. And by the way, hey, grab a pen and some paper because I'm going to be giving you some information that's going to really be helpful for you to be able to really make a difference in things that you may want to write down and jot to. And later on, you know, I will also give you information how you can contact me and we can discuss some of these things, or you can say, hey, minister, you're off the chain. You don't know what you're talking about. Whatever, I don't care. I just want to hear from you, okay? To let me know that you're out there listening. Even if you don't agree with me, if I know you're listening, that makes me feel all the way better. So let's get ready to get into today's show, which is going to be something special. How to keep your spiritual and mental vibrations high during challenging times. And brothers and sisters, these are some challenging times going on. You know, I try very hard not to mix spirituality and politics. I just don't, I know it's kind of go together in some way, but I don't really try to do that. But you know what? It is pretty hard not to do that according to the experience that we are having in America today. You know, what a mess we got here with this politics, what's going on here. And you know what? Many of my friends and associates tell me that they are becoming very stressful and feeling uncertain about the future and what's going on. And you know what? And that kind of energy, when you get the masses of people that begin to feel that way, that creates a real bad energy vibe in the universe. When you get people, because the masses of people are what consciousness is, what really keeps this whole thing going. We are a collectively conscious group of people, and when people on a mass level begin to feel that kind of stress, it really has effect on the universe. And boy, what we may see in the next coming months or years for is weather and all kinds of crazy, bizarre stuff to be happening, and people feeling so out of balance all over the planet because of this one situation. But let me reassure you, beloved ones, that everything is in divine order, okay? Everything is in divine order. What we are experiencing here is contrast based on what you have experienced the last 8. Now we have a different contrast. But you know what? Contrast can be good at some time, at some point, because contrast helps us to shift. We get so comfortable and things being the way they always have, and we get lackadaisical. But now we have to shift because this is not a norm. This is a situation now where you have to begin to think out of the box to be able to figure out how you're going to survive this thing, because none of us know what is really going to happen here, and we really need to be able to prepare ourselves. But this is a growing process, and believe me, the universal God force that controls this universe is not going to allow anything to happen to the people of America, okay? Whatever it is a universal thing that, you know, is due. I agree that everything that comes around goes around. So whatever America is going to experience or whatever she needs is what she needs in her growth. And she is going to, it's going to work out the way that it's supposed to work out. So, brothers and sisters, have least of fear about what's going on with the Trump thing. But I understand out there how many of you begin to feel really concerned about that. And you're just a little unease. So, and this is a time that any time in the process of life, you must keep your vibrations high. You must raise and maintain your vibrations, or the other word for vibration is frequency, okay? You must raise and keep your vibration high. If you don't, you're going to become part of the massive hysteria that is taking place among a lot of our people that think that this guy has so much control of. This guy has no control over you. Okay, he's just a man. If you understand that your source and your energy come from the God force, not from the man force. So let it go, okay? But we're going to talk about how you keep your vibration good, because it's going to be very important for you out there who know how to do that, know how to keep your vibe high, because there are going to be a whole bunch of folks out there that are not aware of raising their vibration, keeping it high, and they are going to become very helpless in a sense, or they're going to become very fed into it, and they are going to be coming to you, the folks who are holding them, to ask you what's going on, how can they maintain it, how can they survive. So those who are raising their vibration, all the light workers out there, all the spiritual people out there, I beg of you to please keep your vibration high, because your family members, your friends, and other people are going to be coming to you for assistance, because this thing could get really, really crazy. And that you are going to be the one, you will be the light that people are going to need to come to in order to be able to make things better. Your personal vibration is going to be able to really help the environment. So you really, really, really need to make sure that you stay focused and that you help in a lot of ways, because and I also understand that we're not only talking about the conditions. When I'm talking about radio vibration, I'm not only talking about the conditions of what's happening around us politically. I'm talking about different things that are also going on in our personal lives, okay? Our personal lives. There's a lot of challenges going on. And when I said that, I include everybody, including myself. We all are having some kind of challenge in our life to some degree. Maybe not to each person to the same degree, but to some degree, we're having some challenges. And we need to make sure that we keep our frequency high, because the vibration is speeding up. And beloved ones, I'm just going to tell you flat, whatever you are allowing to vibrate from you is coming back to you, okay? So, and it speeds up. Once it go out, it just comes back. So that's why it's so important that you keep your energy high. You don't have the luxury to be able to operate on low frequency. So one of the first things I must tell you is to stay in high frequency and eliminate as much negativity out of your life as possible. You know, stay away from negativity to except run from it. You know, when you see negativity around, try to avoid it like a plague. You know, all of you who know me know that I have a message on my phone, and I say that if your message is not positive, you have reached the wrong number. I don't want the foolishness, and I don't want it. And I may suggest that, hey, if you want to use that message too, you can't put it in your phone. But don't be calling me talking a whole bunch of negative stuff that doesn't make sense and is not. Now, I'm not telling you, brother or sister, to bury your hand and bury your head in the sand and not be aware of what's going on around you, because there is a lot of things going on around you. And you know what? You and you alone are totally responsible for those things that are happening around you in your life, for how you react to it. Maybe not totally responsible for the conditions that's going on, but you want to be totally responsible for how you react to it. And how you react to it is how your life is going to be affected. That's how you're going to be affected, based on how you react to the conditions that are around you. Now, for all of you out there who have young children in your life, this is very, very important, because you know what? You have to be doubly aware, because the children are looking and they want to know why. And you know what? Those young ones feel the energy and feel the contrast more than the adults do, and they don't understand why it is feeling that way, and it's making them even more chaotic. If you think that the adults are chaotic, just wait to see how this thing reacts out in the young folks over the period of time, that their energy becomes more and more confused. We are already shifting in dimensions, so there's a lot of activity happening on the third dimension for us, for the beings who know that they are moving into a higher state of dimensions, into the fourth and fifth dimension. Understand that. But to have all the other stuff going on added to this, it's really going to be a real calamity for a lot of our younger people who they have no idea. And the old ones too, because there is a shifting taking place. But see, and the key is that you need to become aware, okay? You need to become aware. So I suggest to you to be stay aware. You know, it's okay that if you listen to some form of news once or twice a day, okay? The key is not to allow yourself to become overwhelmed, okay? That don't buy into it. But you have to be responsible, especially if you got a responsibility to be aware of what's going on around you. So it's okay. Just don't let it overwhelm to you, okay? And I also suggest to you, never, never, never listen to news just before you go to bed. The last thoughts you have before you go to sleep will become part of your conscience. Maybe even go into your subconscious. So you have to make sure that if you're going to watch some kind of news thing, don't do it before you go to sleep, because you're setting yourself up. Because when you go to sleep, you're feeling your mind is being full, and this is the time where your conscious mind begins to download into your subconscious. So you can, I suggest that you read a spiritual book or self-help book or listen to a uplifting CD or tape or something before you go to sleep, okay? It's very, very important that you don't lay, especially if you look at the news, you know, even a couple of hours prior to that, you know. But if you know you've been running all day and you haven't had an opportunity to do that, then you need to make sure that you are able to listen into the news at least at some point during the day, okay? So it's important that you do that, okay? Now, let's talk a little bit more about things you need to do in order to move forward and to be able to just... Oh, by the way, you know, I don't know if a lot of you are familiar with YouTube, but if you're not familiar with YouTube, then you need to understand that you can go to YouTube as well to be able to listen to news and to be able to listen to inspiring messages and inspiring teachings as to what is really going on. You need to be able to do that. YouTube has a good source for that, and it is really important that you allow yourself to partake in that. So take advantage of YouTube teaching and allow that to become part of your listening audience. To listen to those spiritual and positive things. Teachings about, beloved ones, it's so important that you understand that your thoughts and your feelings create vibrations that go out into the universe. I've learned a lot about vibrations and about thoughts and feelings, and you have to learn to eliminate a lot of the small talk that you have among yourself and others, okay? Eliminate a lot of the small talk because it's not necessary, especially if it's negative. When your friends and family come to you with negativity, learn to shift the conversation. Learn to shift the conversation to the point where you can redirect the negative energy that's coming your way. We all are guilty of a negative conversation sometimes, but we have to learn how to check ourselves as well. When you find yourself going in that road and down that direction, shift, change, get out of it. You can shift and you can change. So you just have to do it. And if you're in a conversation with someone and they're not letting you change the conversation, then you just need to be able to excuse yourself. And I say excuse yourself, I mean walk away from the situation and not allow it to be part of you. You got to say, hey, I got to go do something. I got to take on something different. I have a different assignment I have to do. You have to do something in order to be able to not to allow that to be part of your thinking process and allow it to be. So just learn to say no, walk away, or do something. You will be helping yourself, of course, by not doing that, but also you'll be helping the other person because you're not giving them a outlet for to let their negativity flow into your life. Now, brothers and sisters, look, I do understand that we have family and we have friends with real problems sometimes. And sometimes they need you just to listen and to give them some positive feedback. I get that, okay? I get that. But do not take on their created problems. Do not allow people's problems to be your problems. A lot of times we be so caught up in trying to help others. Next thing you know, we are in the mix of those things. So do not allow other people's problems to become your problems, okay? Do not let it happen. You can give them, and if someone give them, when that's happening, give them positive feedback. Don't just agree with them because they want, that's what they want to hear. Really, they want to know, can you help me? Do you have a solution? If you're going to always agree with, oh, woe is you, then you are not doing anything but creating a negative energy and a negative vibe for that person and for yourself. So learn how to shift. Learn how to shift and add in positive information to be able to feed back to people. You need to be able to do that. But do not take in their situation because, beloved one, most of the problems that people come to you with, guess what? They created these problems. These are not your problems, so you should not need to take them on. So learn to be wise, to let go, and stop allowing people to come to you every day with the same issues and problems. You know how many people come to you all the time with the same problem, and you tell them today, well, blah, 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 this is that, and you know you give them good information, right? You know you tell them the truth, and they'll call you back tomorrow, they'll call you back next day, and continue to ask you or continue to dump the same stuff on you, okay? You have got to stop sitting there letting people dump on you because it is affecting your vibration. They ain't listening to you nowhere, apparently. If you give them the good advice, they keep calling you back with the same thing, same old issues every day. Because you know what? That means they didn't listen the first time. You talked for nothing, and they wasn't there because they really didn't want to listen. And because they really didn't want to solve their problem. They just wanted to fill you with negativity. You know, beloved, when you step away and don't deal with that, it's called tough love. Now, whether it is your children, your mother, your sister, your brother, your friend, whoever, your husband, your wife, you know, sometimes you have to have tough love. And tough love is what is needed in order to be able to allow this to happen. Do not allow other people's problems become your problem. So just refuse to allow that negativity to be part of your nature. Do not they're just not ready for change. I mean, because some people are just negative by nature. That, and that's just the fact. I'm sorry, whoever they may be just negative by nature. They may be your best friend, but they're negative, and that's just the deal. So, and they and not ready for change. Maybe at some point they may be, but they ain't today. So, you know what I say about those people? If you love them from a distance. Okay, they ain't got to be all up in your face, because they will drain you and pull down your vibrations, and the next thing you know, you will be experiencing some of the same negativity in your life that they are experiencing. And you don't want that, and you need it. I'm telling you, people call you and tell you about your, their problems, and next thing you got five or six people calling you and telling you about the same thing, and next thing you go out and find out, hey, you got problems. You let enough people call you and tell you, hey, you know, my car broke down, or whatever. And next thing you go outside, your car broke down. You know, you're sitting there listening to all that stuff, and it's feeding into your situation. Like I said, look, 99% of all the problems people have created themselves, okay? You know, and, you know, some of my metaphysical spiritual friends say, you know what, James, you're incorrect. It's 100%. But, you know, I'm not going to get into that, because that's another show from another level that could be, you know, so, but I'm not going to go there today, okay? That's not what I'm going to want to talk about. So let's talk about how your frequencies affect your life and how we get into that thing of being able to control our frequency or vibration. And you do have the ability to do that. So the key is to really understand that you are the master and that you are the one who are in control of your vibration 24 hours a day. Yeah, even including when you sleep. You take responsibility for that too. You know, your method, you have to do things in the same way sometimes in order to be able to get those things done, in order to allow that which needs to go into your subconscious mind to be there. See, the first 15 minutes of your day is the most powerful part of the entire day. And I'm going to say that again. The first 15 minutes of your day is the most powerful part of your day. Okay? You, beloved one, have to develop a game plan to stay positive and fight negativity on a regular basis. Because if you start off with that first 15 minutes going down the hill, more than likely, you're not going to be able to bring it back. It's just going to start an earthquake of kind of things, you know? So, you know, negativity is like, I just want to share with you, because each one of us is going to have an entire different game plan and how they deal with raising that vibration and how they deal with dealing with this kind of energy that comes through, because they're very, very important. So I'm just going to share with you a little bit about how I go about doing my process, and like I said, hey, 90% of you won't do what I do, but this is how I do it, and you may want to find a way that you do it for yourself. But I usually wake up every day between 4:30 and 5, some days even earlier, but that's normally what I do, you know. And for me, this is a very important time of the day, and I'm just happen to be one of those people who function very well on 3 or 4 hours of sleep. Some people can't do it, you know, I understand that, and that's okay too. But you need, and that's what I do. So I start off my morning, every morning, with an hour and a half meditation. Yes, I said an hour and a half meditation every morning. It's like clock with me, I don't miss it. And I have been doing this now for well over 40 years, and it makes a difference. I think I may have missed about 10 times in the last 40 years. And the reason that I missed is because I was hospitalized. And you know, if you ever been in a hospital and you realize that you just cannot do all the things you want to do and normally do, because in the hospital, they're waking you up, sticking you, probing you, and just trying to get you to do stuff. And it's very and hard for you to do. Although I tried. You know, but I wasn't able to get it in. So, by meditating for me, it's that early in the morning, it set the foundation for my day. It starts me off in that peaceful, quiet place, you know, to do that. Now, I suggest that each one of you find a method of meditation that you feel comfortable with, okay? You don't have to do what I do, okay? I do an advanced form of transcendental meditation, which is known as TM, and I am what is called a Siddha. But you, beloved ones, can find something that is comfortable for you. Although I suggest that TM is very good and very positive and a good method of meditating, so if you choose to do that, that would be good. But you can go to YouTube and find a nice guided meditation, something that's guided meditation. There's a whole bunch of them out there on YouTube that you can go and take part. Find something that works for you, that makes you feel settled, makes you feel peaceful, and be able to do that, okay? Find some way to still your mind before you get active in your day-to-day activity, because it's very, very important. And then the second thing that I do, after I finish my meditation and rest, I get up and I go to the mirror and I look in my eyes and I say, God, I love you. Okay? I look right in my eyes and I say, God, I love you. Now, that's more powerful than you may understand, but that is a powerful statement when you do it every day. When you do it every day, God, I love you. That's the first thing I do. I look deep in my eyes and I look into the windows of my soul and say, God, I love you. Now, this to me is giving honor to my I am presence. And it helps me to have faith, and it helped me to believe in God and helped me to realize that God and I are one. By doing that, by seeing this, I'm connecting. I'm not feeling detached from God. I'm looking in the mirror and looking inside of me where the spirit of the I am presence is live, and I'm greeting that I am presence. And that helps with my vibration to move forward, because now I'm feeling totally connected. So when you begin to realize that you and God are one, then your consciousness will begin to rise automatically from on that level, just by having that understanding, well, that you and God are one. That's got to make you feel good. If you don't feel good about that, there's something wrong with you, okay? So that's the process that I do in my and my getting started. Then the third thing I do, I start saying affirmations. Once I finish taking, freshening up and getting ready to put my dressing, I start doing affirmations. I mean, I start saying, I am blessed and highly favored. God's blessings are chasing me down. I am blessed and highly favored. God's blessings are chasing me down. I am great and I'm positive. And I just do, I'm one and I'm connected with God. Whatever I need to say. So you find your own affirmations, but say them and say them and say them and feel connected to yourself, because until you start feeling that vibration, that connection, okay? Yes, be one with God in your mouth. There's power in your words. So every time you're saying your affirmation, you are connecting yourself at a higher state of frequency. So you need to do that and stay on tune to that, okay? So after I dress and do my little affirmations, I come in and grab me a little bite to eat for breakfast. And most of the time I turn on the TV just to get a little national news. So I just want to make sure the planet is still where I left it a few hours before I went to sleep, because things change so fast these days. You don't know what's going on and how it may change. So I just like to know that everything is still in place when I wake up. So I do tune in to watch a little national news. And it's okay, because contrast is okay. I've done my work, so whatever I heard there is not going to affect me from that state of awareness. You got to keep in a state of consciousness. You see, I found out, beloved one, that most people do not have a clue what's going on in the world, and they have to depend on someone else to tell them what's happening. See, and I have never been that kind of person that I need to get secondhand information. I want to get the information I need for myself, because sometimes when you get information from human beings, they can get it wrong. And they heard what they heard, and they think that they are informed based on what they heard was not even correct. And they got you going around believing what they think they heard. So you have to be responsible for staying in touch with your own current event. Especially with the way things are changing fast now, beloved ones, you need to be aware of what's going on. So it's okay to take a few minutes to figure out what's going on before you get your day started. So when you step out there in the world, that you know a little bit at least of what's happening. And you have to be very, very aware of that. Now, most of you that know me know that I'm a very strong believer in prayer. So when I get in my car, what I usually do, I have a handheld computer, which is actually a cell phone, but it's a handheld computer. And I am an Uber and Lyft driver. So sometimes I turn my system on just so I can see the activity that's taking place. And by the time I get my system turned on, I get a hit. And so I'm off to the races, you know, and it happens that fast. But usually, and sometimes even the second time, because sometimes I pop people off and come so fast the next run comes. But usually by the time I get to my second run, I know it is time that I make an attempt to contact my prayer partner, because that is important to me to be able to get that prayer thing in. So if my prayer partner hasn't tried to contact me before that time, then sometime I'm going to make an effort to catch up with her and try to make sure that we are on the same page and that we do a prayer, because prayer to me is important. So it is something that I need to have in my life. And with the prayer partner I have, we've been praying together for the last 3 years, or maybe even more. So we're pretty in tune to each other's needs and each other's wants, because sometimes when we pray, it's like, oh, God, I needed that. You have no idea what happened in the last 10 hours, the last time, the last 12 hours that we talked, but I needed this prayer, and it makes a difference. So I think that out of the last 3 years, we may have missed 7 to 10 days of prayer time. And it takes, and it really helps both of us to stay in a high state of consciousness and to work together. So it's important. I would suggest to you that you find at least one person that you can pray with. Was it your child? Was it your spouse? Someone that you feel comfort. And then in some cases, maybe you shouldn't do it with someone that you feel that comfortable with, because sometimes there's stuff going on in your life that you don't necessarily want your spouse or your children to even know about. You just want to be able to talk to someone and have somebody pray for you based on the situation that's going on. You know, it ain't nobody's business but your own, but you want that prayer. So it is very, very important that you have someone to do that. And now, that from my thinking, when two or more gather, that to do God's work is very powerful. This process propel your vibration to a higher level, and it just makes a difference for me. But let me just explain to you: some people do not like to worship in privacy, and you know what? That's beautiful. That's good too. I am not knocking you. However you need to do it. If you want to worship in privacy and pray to yourself, if it does say, hey, go into your closet and pray. So if you want to do that and that works for you, then by all means do it. But just make some kind of contact with your spiritual source during the day that you do that, and preferably early as possible, okay? So take time to do that, you know, before you leave out or whatever you do it early in the morning. Contact with your source and give blessings. And most of all, give gratitude. Give gratitude to the fact that you woke up this morning and that you are there. And as you begin to give that gratitude toward the Creator keeping you safe and waking you up, you can walk, talk, and express yourself. That helps raise your vibration too. That helps you begin to feel better about yourself. Okay? That helps you to be able to stay focused and stay in tune. So that's what you need to do. Now, as my day goes on, I go back to doing affirmations. I'm doing, even when I'm driving in my car and I don't have passes in the car, I go right to it. I do an affirmation. And a lot of times, I listen to Joel Osteen, who is one of my people that I really enjoy listening to. Although, you know, his teaching is a little different than how I teach, but I think Joel is really a positive guy, and he gives off some really positive, good information. If you haven't checked him out, I would suggest that you do that, because he will be very inspiring. Sometimes when I listen to Joe, I say, oh, Joe, you just nailed it right home. This is what's happening to me in my life right now, and I needed this, you know. So it really helps me, and every time I listen to him, I'm feeling good. If I'm having that moment of where I'm slipping, you know, listening to Joe brings me right back and helping my mind to stay focused and to feel good, and help me to want to really stay in tune. And I'm just grateful to Joe for being there. And so his show really is good. So guys, take time and listen to his show sometime. I think that most people who who listen to spiritual shows, listen to spiritual works, usually have a tendency to allow their vibrations to work and to really produce better thoughts as they go through their day. So good thoughts produce positive actions in the physical, as same as negative thoughts produce negative actions in the physical. So you're going to get what you put in. So put in the positive things, loved ones. You know, don't go around all day listening to some of the music that I heard, some of the music that I've heard all day long, and not putting some of the positive stuff in your head and listening to some of the stuff that's going on. You need to be able to put positive things in your mind, because you and you alone, as I said, have the power to create your own vibrations. Good or bad, you have the power to do this. You have the power to bring these things in your life. So you need to do it, and to make sure that you are staying in tune. Now, I have discovered a short meditation. Now, I just discovered it not too long ago, but I found it to be very powerful, especially at daytime, as I'm before I'm leaving out and when I'm dealing. I said, this day is my day, and no one is going to ruin it. You know what I'm saying? This day is my day, and no one is going to ruin it. Brothers and sisters, you have to take command and demand what happens in your life by commanding that this is my day, and I'm not going to let anyone else ruin it. You have to stand tall on belief and knowing that you're not going to let someone come down and mess your day. Because sure as fuck, someone's going to come with some stuff that's going to try to take you off of your game plan. So you have to just keep reminding yourself, this is my day, and I'm not going to let those people at my job, let those people that, you know, anywhere, any place, come and ruin my day. I just ain't going to let it happen. Not this day. You know, you may get me another day, but you're going to get me today. So continue to tell yourself. So use that one. That's very, very important. So let me just also now, because we're going to get ready to be closing down in a bit, but I just want to tell you how I finish the rest of my day. After I'm working, I usually work about maybe 6 hours a day. I go get a healthy lunch, and I say healthy lunch because I want you to understand that what you put in your body will also help to shape how you feel and create vibrations in your body. If you eating food that's not alive and you eating food that's not good and not good for your body, then it's going to make a difference on how you feel, okay? And so how you feel is very, very important to how you create. I told you that feeling and creations and creating vibration work together. So if you eating stuff that makes you feel a fool all the time and make you feel weak and not making you feel alive, then you are creating more energy for yourself that you don't need. So eat foods that are healthy and good for you. Whatever your diet may be, eat healthy, okay? Just make it a habit of doing that. I'm not even getting into telling you about how you should eat, what you should eat. Maybe we'll do that another day, but not today. We're not going to get into that. But I just want you to make sure that you're creating vibrations for yourself, okay? Now, usually after my lunchtime, I may take it out. Then I go for a walk. Now, I usually walk a mile or two pretty much every day that I can. Some days I miss, but, you know, I learned early that walking not only affects you physically, but it affects you mentally. And other forms of exercise will do that too. Something about the physical body releasing a chemical that affects your mind. And now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you a little a way that you can save yourself from really having to deal with a lot of depression and anxiety. And it's a quick fix. When you begin to feel slightly depressed, or just feel down, just get up and go for a walk. I'm telling you, it will make all the difference in the world. Just get up and go for a walk. Walking is something about it that just will shift you. I guarantee you, if you go out and walk a mile or two, when the time you get back into your household, you will not be feeling the same way you left. It's amazing. It really is amazing how different that just walking can be, can help you in that process, okay? So remember, just get out and walk, and you're going to find a difference in your day. And you're going to find your energy is going to change and shift, because you are energy. And it's about your energy going out. So walking or doing some other form of exercise. I mean, you may not be a walker, okay? So I'm not going to say that's a measure. That's what works for me. But you may want to try doing something else, or you may do something else. But whatever, do some kind of physical activity, because that's going to make a difference in what you do and how you're going to feel, okay? Because this whole process of the day, you're working on keeping your vibration high. Now, I'm finished. I'm walking. I'm finished doing my walk thing. Come home. And guess what, brother, beloved one? I go back into meditation for another hour and a half, okay? Now, because I believe in working, because I want to stay in tune, and I don't want to create negative energy and negative vibrations for myself. So I go back into meditation for another hour and a half, and that helps set my evening. That takes me to the level where it really helps me to be able to feel cooled out from the day, feel if any anxiety or stress can build up on my nervous system. I'm able to eliminate it by doing this meditation in the evening time. It just makes all the difference in the world as to how my evening is going to go. You know, especially with things being as stressful as they have been, I need that outlet. I need to be able to do that because, hey, guess what? The stressfulness and other energy has affected me as well as it affected others. Maybe not to the same degree, but I'm human, so I get affected to it. Just even if I'm not directed to it, I got to go out there in that energy field too. So, hey, it's become affecting me. And usually after I meditate, I will grab me something to eat. And, you know, again, I would maybe look at a little national news, but, you know, just to see what happens during the daytime. But I cannot watch local news. Now, that's just me. Everybody got to do their own thing. Local news to me is a little bit too violent, and I don't want to hear about all the killings and all the stuff that's going on a constant basis. All those things may be happening around me that I need to know about, but that is not something that I feel that good about. So I kind of avoid that. I mean, maybe on occasion I may listen to it, but 99.9%, I can't do it. You know, if you feel comfortable with it and it doesn't bother you, then by all means, you can take it in if you choose to do it. Okay, so now I'm going on to the rest of the evening. I usually, after that process, I'll go find a spiritual book, a self-help book, and I begin to read that self-help book or spiritual book, or I'll go watch a spiritual movie. I don't know how many of you know about Gaia, but Gaia is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Gaia has probably over 700 spiritual movies and lectures and talks on there. So it's a well-worth environment. It's spelled G-A-I-A TV, Gaia TV. And it's like a $9 prescription for the month for being part of Gaia. But I have found it to be so uplifting. I have found some movies on there that was just like mind-boggling. And things that, you know, you're not going to see these movies in the regular movie theater because, you know, it's not what people want to see. People want to see all the violence and the killing and the sex. It's not that kind of deal. This is about stuff that makes sense and stuff that are spiritual and things that are helping to lift you up. And some of it is funny and some of it is serious. Some of it makes you cry. Some of it makes you laugh. But not only that, I'm able to go in and to watch documents and lectures on all kinds of stuff, even on aliens and all kinds of things that's going on, all kinds of information about chemtrails and about different things going on. And matter of fact, I'm going to do a show soon about chemtrails because you guys really need to understand what's going on with that, because that is a serious, serious, serious issue going on. And we need to become more aware of that, like I said, but that's another time. So, and then another thing that I find, if you don't want to get the Gaia TV, go to YouTube, okay? YouTube have a lot of movies, a lot of, not so much, they do have movies too, but they have a lot of lectures and specials that you can go listen to. And there's a lot of spiritual teachers on there that I respect and people that I love listening to, like Wayne Dyer and Esther Hicks and just many, many, many people who are there that will can make a difference to your life. So get, you know, go on YouTube and listen to something that's positive, you know, before your evening time, and use your let your mind absorb yourself into those things. These are the kind of things that are going to keep you in high vibration, beloved one. I'm not telling you, this is stuff that really makes a difference. And like I told you earlier, you don't have the luxury of staying in low vibration. So make sure that you continue to work on yourself, okay? You and you alone have to do the work. Can't anybody do the work for you? You have to do the work. So now, to me, I'm listening to this, reading a book, and, you know, hey, eventually I'm going to go to sleep. Now, this is the time to me that's even probably the most powerful time of the day, because I know that when I go to sleep, that is when my conscious mind begins to download into my subconscious mind. So the filter of the conscious mind is now saying, what do we want to feed into the subconscious mind? The filter of the conscious mind is saying, let's see what we're going to drop into that subconscious. Because you know what? The subconscious rules. Good, bad, or indifferent, beloved one. It doesn't care what you put in there. It's going to operate just like your computer. You put good information in the computer, it's going to come back. You put bad information in the computer, it'll come back. And that's what your subconscious mind do. It do the same type of thing. It filters out and allow that subconscious mind to give you what it is that it thinks that you want based on what you have allowed to go in there. So I know nighttime is the most probably most important time for me to be able to reprogram my thoughts and reprogram my thinking process. So that's when I really hone down on what I want to do. Me personally, I use a guided meditation with four archangels that I have a lot of respect for, Lord Michael, Metron, Gabriel, and Uro. They do a combination guided meditation. You can go on YouTube and find the information. It's about how to stay tuned with your purpose and what you do. But I listen to that before I go to sleep. I want to make sure that the most powerful thing that I can do is going to happen before I go off to sleep, because I know that this process is going to take care. There's other stuff going on too, but I want to make sure that that's on the front of the process that's going into my subconscious mind, because I know that it's going to make an impact, okay? So that's very, very important that you allow your subconscious mind to be programmed with good and positive energy. Because if you don't, you're going to get things that are not going to be happening for you. Now, I have shared with you once before that you get what you want as well as what you don't want, okay? So, and they come equally, okay? The subconscious mind doesn't care about it. It was going to give you what you have programmed in equally. So if you are wondering why so many things are showing up in your life, the things you don't want, because guess what? You're giving the things you don't want energy. You're allowing those things to be part of your thought process. And they, as a matter of fact, unfortunately, a lot of us put a whole lot more energy in what we don't want than what we do want. And that is a really major problem, beloved one, that you begin to do that. You know, you really, really need to do that, okay? That you need to make sure to work diligently to stay focused on what you want. So every time something that you don't want comes through your mind, just say, cancel, cancel, that's not what I want. And go back to thinking about what you want positive show up in your life, okay? Now, before we get to the point of closing, I just want to kind of do a really short overview of what we spoke about today, because we've got a lot of things in. We talked about a lot of things. The number one thing is I want to talk to you about is your energy. You are energy, beloved ones. Your mind, your thought, even your physical body, everything is energy. And that energy is always vibrating at electronic frequency. There is a frequency that's going out all the time with your energy, all the time. You know what? Even your illnesses that you have in your body have electronic frequency to it. And it makes a difference. But everything has electronic frequency to it. And we are always vibrating at some frequency. The key is, what frequency are you vibrating at? Because the universal mind is just waiting for you to put it out there so it can bring it back to you, but bring it back to you more powerful than you put it out there, okay? So you, beloved ones, have to really work on making sure that what you're putting out, what you put in your mind, and putting out are coming back in the positive way. You don't want the negative stuff to show up, because I know that most of you have had enough of dealing with that negative energy. So if you want things to shift and change, you have to shift and change. You have to do what you need to do, because you don't want to keep bringing this stuff. You know, some of us, some people insist on cycle, and they keep wondering, why things just keep maintaining at this level for me? It's because you keep putting all your energy and focus on it. You focusing on the stuff that you don't want. You say you put more energy, just focus on, oh God, it's so bad, it's so bad. And you focus, and guess what? You're going to get more and more of what it is until you shift and change. And you, again, I'm going back to say, you are responsible. Nobody else is going to do it for you. So you have to make sure that you do what you need to do, brother one. So I just want to make sure that you have a full understanding about that, and that you're aware of that, and that you have to maintain your vibrations and make sure that you're doing what you need to do in order to do it. I share with you what my day is like. You have to do your own thing and figure out what's best for you, okay? Everybody has a different program. Everybody has a different way. But find you a program. Find you a game plan where you can work on keeping yourself positive, keeping yourself in high vibrational frequency, feeling the spirit that lives in you and making that I am presence coming through, so you can continuously bring those positive and spiritual energies into you and those spiritual forces to you, because that's what's going to make a difference for you and your vibrational frequencies. This is what's going to, that's how you raise your frequencies, brothers and sisters, by maintaining a positive spiritual energy all day long, as much as you possibly can. Now, I understand that once in a while, some things gonna come through, but it's up to you to correct those things. You are the ones who have to correct those things. I wanna thank you for joining me today. It's been really important for me to have you here with me, and I love it when you join me, and that's very, very important. You know, beloved ones, I want you to go to my website and give me some feedback, because I want to, you know, I'm sitting here having this conversation. I want to know who's listening, where you're listening, and whether you're feeling anything about it. Go to the website. Let me give you the website address, www.theholisticministry.com. And holistic is spelled with an H, not with a W, okay? So go to the website. There's a page on there at the bottom left-hand side where you can send me a message and let me know what's going on with you, and we can share. Maybe one, maybe to need prayer, need something that I can assist you with, and I'm here for you, but I need to know. Also on the website, you can, if you choose to, you can leave a donation, a love donation. That's totally up to you, okay? The show goes on with or without, okay? So I want you to join me next week. We're going to have another really exciting topic. It's going to be called sowing and reaping. And I know you've heard that one before. What you sow is what you reap. And that's what you're going to do. We're going to be sowing and reaping. So let's make sure that we're able to do that. So I'm going to close with a short prayer now to finish it off. So thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for allowing us to come together today. Thank you that whatever has been said will go to the ears of the people who needed to hear it, and go to the heart of those who wanted to make it better. Go to the souls of those who see the need to raise themselves and call themselves to their higher state, because it is so needed in this day and time. So we pray, dear God, for beloved protection of our country. I ask you to put your arms around America and keep her safe, keep her people safe, and let people know that it is in divine order, that you're in charge and you are still operating, you're still on the throne, and that all is well and that all is going to be well. So, God, I thank you, and just full of gratitude today more than anything for just allowing us to be and allowing us to have insight and wisdom and knowledge to be able to call upon you and seek your face, God. We say thank you, for you are just so gracious and so wonderful, and you treat us with such high dignity and high respect as we treat ourselves, and we understand that we are the light of God that never fails. So thank you, God, for opening and blazing the path and allowing us to be. So I thank you, beloved ones, for joining me, and I appreciate it so much. And thank you, God, again, for allowing it to be. So have a wonderful and marvelous weekend. Mm-hmm.